Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Backed by popular demand, you might say, Kentucky State University is hosting an indoor aquaculture production program Saturday, September 16, at its Aquaculture Research Center in Frankfort. KSU research specialist Forrest Wynn with a few details.
We initially titled this the Indoor Aquaculture Program, and these are species of animals that we are currently working with, and or plants, I should say, in indoor locations, greenhouses, insulated buildings, this sort of thing, to basically have year-round aquaculture production of animals and vegetables in a relatively confined space, as opposed to an outdoor pond type system.
Add the hydroponics, often with floating cells of lettuce, which draw nutrients from and help filter the water. It's essentially a self-contained system.
It uses little water. The fish are grown indoors in tanks, so tropical animals can be grown year-round. There's good growth rates. Feeding is quite efficient, as would be harvesting. The downsides of these types of systems is they can be energy intensive, technology intensive, and the startup costs on these particular types of systems can be quite high.
That program is a week from tomorrow, Saturday, September 16. Details online at ksuaquaculture.org. We'll be right back.
I'm that guy, the one who never finished high school, worked for a company that shut down, the guy who felt lost. Then I started free adult education classes, and I saw opportunity. Forget minimum wage. How about maximum wage? Now, I'm that guy.
Text MYGOAL to 74700 for free Kentucky Adult Education Skills U classes.
The more you learn, the more you earn.
Brought to you by this station and the KBA.
Kentucky State University's Forrest Wynn says there are a few indoor aquaculture systems in operation here. It's specialized production for sure, but he says a lot of folks see potential there.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of interest. The last conference we did, if that was any indication, we probably had people come from five or six surrounding states. So I don't know what the turnout will be like this time, but there's quite an interest in state as well as nationally speaking. People are looking at this. So we're just going to hold another one, a program pretty similar to the one we did back in the spring, and see what the turnout is this time.
Like he said, startup costs aren't cheap. There's labor and somewhat intensive management involved, but there does seem to be potential.
We had about 60 people back in March for the first program we did, and honestly, at some point, our room was just not big enough, so we had to tell some folks we'd do another one.
The program is free, but pre-registration is requested at ksuaquaculture.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.